Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Hopefully you're having a wonderful weekend, and we appreciate you tuning in here on AM 1040. Again, we're on Saturday mornings at 8, Sunday mornings at 10. You're obviously listening to one of them because we're on the air right now for you. We're going to pick up a conversation with a friend of mine, William McKissick, who is kind of a business consultant. And when times are really good, he is a revenue margin grower. And when times are a little bit more tough, like might be, challenging, a little bit more challenging right now, he is a cost saver. How are you doing today, William? And thanks for coming back.
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Jeff. And thank you for having me back on the show.
Yeah, it's wonderful to help businesses, William. And I know that's really kind of what you focus on. And tell us a little bit about just like, the business and like maybe just, what satisfies, what makes you happy in doing this business? Obviously, you chose to do it. You know, why'd you choose to do it and what makes you the happiest in doing it?
Yeah, one of the things that I like about what we do is that we're a franchise. So as an expense reduction consulting company, we bring a whole lot of weight to the table. We bring a whole team of people who are experts in the categories that we look at. And that's a wonderful thing for me to be able to say and bring to the table for the clients that we work for. We're bringing absolute experts in cost reduction specialities to the table for our clients. And you touched on the good times and the bad times. And this gives me an opportunity to say a business, when they're looking at the profit and loss statement, should be equally focused on the money going out as they do the money going in. And I know you and I touched on that pre-call, that so many businesses will focus on growing revenues, and that's a fantastic thing to do. And they sometimes take their eye off the ball, or they often take their eye off the ball with the cost if things are going well revenue-wise. My argument is, and I believe any business owner or CEO should be looking at the profit and loss sheet, both sides are equal to the bottom line, so you should be looking at it all the time, whether you've got really high growth numbers right now. An example, today I was listening on the radio that Delta Airlines, although their revenues are higher than they were a year ago, their profits are down something like $600 million, and that's down to costs. So if you don't control your costs, it's going to affect your revenue. Even though your revenue growth is higher, it's going to affect what that bottom line looks like. So that gives me an immense pleasure to be able to share what we do with our clients to help them actually keep more of that hard-earned money on the front end at the back end.
You know, I agree with you. And it's, the satisfaction of working with customers, presenting them with ideas and opportunities, executing on their behalf and having them be happy is such a great feeling. And, your happiness actually, helps their bottom line, whether it's, looking to increase some margins or whether it's, trying to save them some costs. You help them either way. Tell me a little bit about the professionals, that you have and the name of the company and, what have you, that you work with and like the type of professionals that are on the back end. A lot of times I think people stick their head in the sand and they just have it on, auto credit card payment and they get the bill, they glance at it, maybe sometimes like, oh, I'm going to call on that one day. I think it's high or I think I can do better. I mean, we do that personally in our personal lives, whether it's car insurance or home insurance or, streaming services and stuff like that. But let's talk a little bit about what the process looks if I have a business. Who looks at it? Who tells you this type of stuff? And what kind of professionals are? I think you have a lot of people behind you that do this for a living, right?
Yeah, exactly. The company is Schooley Mitchell. We're North America's largest independent expense reduction consulting company. The company is, itself is based in Stratford, Ontario. There's around 130 members of full-time staff who are all earning a really good living from saving money for clients. And there's around 270 franchise offices, mine being one across the USA and Canada. We can work with clients anywhere in North America. As an individual franchise office, we can work with clients anywhere in America. But what's happening at the back end, we've got a whole list of categories that we look at: telecom, waste, credit card processing, shipping, utilities. There's a whole bunch of categories, and we have a team of experts for each one of those categories. So we audit on an individual basis these categories for our clients. So we can do one or we can do all of the categories for our clients. And what's happening is, because we've got these team of experts, I jokingly call them the geeks, because they're the people at the back end for me, who are my army, that we bring to the table for our clients, that they know these industries inside out. For example, telecom, waste, shipping. Our experts know these industries inside out. So we've got relationships with the vendors in those industries. We've got a database of pricing that we put together, and we keep updating it as we keep doing our work for thousands of different clients. And we have software tools that's constantly looking for billing errors, as well as an important aspect that other expense reduction companies don't always have. We've got eyeballs on those bills that we're looking at every single month for our clients. So we go through it line for line at the back end. And when I say me, it's my team at the that's behind me that we're bringing to the table for our clients. So there's a whole load of expertise, and there's a whole team of people at headquarters comes to the fore to help our clients negotiate better deals to stay where they are for equal or better service. And as well as that the back end having head office, as a franchise network, many of the franchisees, we all come from different backgrounds and back areas. So therefore, we're bringing different skills to the table, and we actually share all our skills and all our knowledge within the franchise network, and we feed that through headquarters, and we bring all of that to the table for our clients to make sure they're on the best deals possible for the best prices possible, and they've got somebody that's continuing to look at their bills on a regular basis. Because one thing you touched on there in our personal lives, we've all looked at our credit card processing, our telecom bills, and we say, yeah, I need to get to that eventually. One of the biggest pieces we bring to the table here is we're bringing time to the table. We'll spend our time doing that for our clients. And the client knows they're on the best deal possible because we're negotiating with that same vendor for thousands of other clients. And that brings a whole lot of power and time, money and knowledge to the table for the clients that they otherwise simply don't have. And again, getting back to the top of this conversation, that's what makes me happy, that we're able to bring all of that back-end expertise to the table for every client, whether you're a small, medium, or a large client.
So, you know, as a single business, or, you know, maybe a small to medium-sized company, they get to tap into the power of William and your business, who then negotiates on the behalf of thousands of businesses and is able to, you know, get you that, I guess, bulk rate or, you know, larger discounts because of the power of Schooley Mitchell. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, we have a database. And the database is, as we are doing deals for clients, we are building that database of knowledge of what those deals look like. So we've preset a lot of deals. Having said that, we're constantly negotiating. So we may do a fresh negotiation for a client. We may already have a deal that we've agreed for another client that we can utilize for a new client. So we're always looking at the cost of everything within those industries that we look at. For an example, if you're looking at your cell phone bills, the plans change every 3 to 6 months. We're on top of that. We're on top of the industry, what they're doing, what's going on in their industry. We not only know the pricing, but we know all the technological changes, all the mergers, all the acquisitions. That's an absolute ton of knowledge that we bring to the table that a business just simply doesn't have. And again, getting back to the top of the conversation, it makes me so happy to be able to bring that to the table for our clients, because we know we're going to help them. Even if we don't find savings, they're going to get the audit done for free anyway.
All right. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know. where we are helping Tampa listeners and listeners around the world at thatisgoodtoknow.com, you know, learn about different things. And at the end of our segment, our goal is to just have, hey, that was actually good to know. So diving a little bit further into, you know, your skill set you know, doing work for years as a consultant in this practice, William, where are you seeing like maybe the top three opportunities, you know, for businesses to, you know, have an impact on increasing their margin or adding to their bottom line by doing some cost savings?
Yeah, I mean, it depends what industry you're in, what kind of business you are. The top category where we find the most savings is telecom. And the reason I say that is because telecom is everywhere. Every business has phones. Every business has internet. Everybody has some form of telecommunications that costs a lot of money, vehicle tracking devices, etc. So that's one of the biggest categories that we operate in, because almost every business, no matter what you are, will have a telecom cost aspect to it. To give somebody an example that's listening to this show, if you're like an e-commerce business, a couple of the areas where you're going to see your highest expense is going to be your shipping expense and your credit card processing costs. So if it was an e-commerce type business, that's the highest savings pieces that we find. If you're in manufacturing, you're going to have those same two cost areas. You may have a high waste spend. You may have a high uniformed and linen spend. You may have a high facilities and supply spend. So it depends on what kind of business or industry you're in, where we find the most savings. But the top ones is like telecom, credit card processing, shipping, and waste. Those would be the top four areas where we find savings. And most businesses, if not all businesses, will have spends in those areas. The average saving we find across the board is around 28%. Sometimes it's lower, sometimes it's 10%, but with the likes of waste, for example, we often find 15-60% savings in waste.
Wow.
So that's one of the categories that we find even higher averages. It's a higher average for that one category, but overall, for all the categories together, the average is 28%. And we share with the savings with the client. That's, again, one of the huge pieces we bring to the table, that the client gets all this work done up front for nothing. There's no cost whatsoever. The client's only going to pay us a share of any savings that we find if they agree to our recommendations. So, yeah, those categories that I mentioned are the top ones: telecom, credit card processing, waste, and shipping. But there's so many different areas where we can help clients save money. An average across all of them, 28%.
Wow, 28%?
Yes, 28%.
That's a lot. That's a lot of savings. And especially if you're looking at the the company's expenses are you know comprised of those things that you mentioned. You know, whether it's you know shipping, telecom, waste, office products, lots of credit card processing, merchant fees, and you know I'm sure there's not a ton of room in the merchant fees, but you know that could be one of their biggest expenses, and you can save a percent or two there over time. That adds up to be a lot. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. Thanks, Tampa, for joining in. We're talking with William McKissick from Schooley Mitchell, and we have we're diving into some important things about saving companies money, reducing expenses, or adding to the bottom line. And so let's talk a little bit about the process. So I'm a company, or one of our listeners has a company and says, hey, man, this all sounds really good. First of all, like, how does one reach you? And then let's just kind of walk through like the use case scenario. What do you do in the first meeting and then what the process is, as we go through and do business. And then, how do we, execute with you and start, when do we realize the savings, value proposition that you guys provide?
Yeah, it's actually a very easy process. And first of all, you asked about contacting me. My telephone number is the best way to reach me, which is 449-1215. Anybody can reach me. That's my cell. I'm an open book. You can reach me at any point on that number. So yeah, the process. So I'll just make it nice and simple for the listeners. Just say, Jeff, you're a client of mine, and we'd met and we'd explained what we're doing. You decided, yeah, I want to move forward. And I'll make it nice and simple. We look at one category, for example. We're looking at your telecom costs. We can look at many, but we're going to do it on an individual basis. So for this case, we'll look at telecom as an example. So what you're going to do is you're going to sign our business terms, and our business terms are saying that you're going to share any savings. You're going to share that with us if we find savings. You're going to share any billing errors we find, because we find a lot of billing errors. But what's important in that agreement is that we're going to do that audit for you for nothing, because there's no upfront cost. And in that agreement, it's saying that when we do the audit and we come back and we don't find savings, you've just had a free look under the hood. If we bring in our audit report back to you and you have savings and you don't agree with our findings, you don't owe us any money. You only pay us a share of the savings if we identify savings that you like and you decide to go ahead with it. So the process is sign our business terms. You're going to sign letters of authorization to allow us to speak to your vendors on your behalf. You're going to go through a fact finding, which is a deep dive into what your company is using these facilities for, what equipment you're using, what you like about your vendors, what you don't like about your vendors, understanding your business's needs. And then you give us access to your billing statements. So we then go away and look at your contracts and your billing statements, and we come back with an audit. It takes us on average a couple of months to come back with that audit report. So in that audit report, we're going to play it back to you. Here's where your hard-earned money's been spent. And I deliberately use telecom as one of the category examples, because you'd be shocked at how many businesses don't know where the money's going in telecom. It's all over the place. So we play it back to you and say, here's where your hard-earned money's been spent, your current configuration. And then we'll show you options. So again, break it down and make it nice and simple for the listener. So just say you've got your cell phone bill with AT&T. So in that audit, we start speaking to AT&T. That's the first place we go. That's why you give us authorization. So when we come back with the audit report, we're going to put it in the report. Here's the best deal we could negotiate with AT&T for an equal or better service. And nearly always with telecom, it's a better service. But we'll show you also, well, here's a deal with Verizon. Here's a deal with T-Mobile. And we play all these back to you so that you can see why we've made these recommendations based on what you've told us. And then you get to choose if you want to accept any of those recommendations. As I said, if there's no savings identified, you've had a free audit. Even if we do identify savings, you don't pay us anything. If we do agree to move forward, we then work with the vendors on your behalf. You're not doing all of this work. We're doing all of this work. We will then work with the vendors to make sure that they deliver what they said you would do. Over 80% of our clients never switch providers. Again, they always have the option to stay where they are, so we work with that. And in this example, if a client decides they want to switch to, say, from AT&T to Verizon, we, behind the scenes, work with AT&T and we work with Verizon to make sure that the equipment and the costs and everything gets switched off from the one and transferred to the other. We do all that in a seamless process so that the client doesn't have to do any of it. So at that point, the client then realizes the savings. So we then give the client a report every 3 months for 12 quarters, and the client gives us a share of the savings where we give them that report. And what we're doing is we're continually auditing and looking at the billings, making sure they're up to speed with what's going on in the industry, making sure that if there's any billing errors, we catch it, making sure that the vendors don't pull the wool over their eyes and try and increase the prices without just cause. We stay on top of it. So we audit first and then we keep sub-auditing, as it were. It makes sure that the client is completely up to speed with what's going on. And from a time perspective, all of that sounds a lot, and clients may be thinking, God, I don't have time for this. It's about 2% of the client's time is involved in this, usually a couple of hours. And the rest of it is the 98% is us doing our upfront work and the ongoing work. So it's actually really a very easy process for the client, especially when we've got online access to the billing statements. Then the client can just sit back and let us do our work and save a ton of money.
It sounds like a pretty solid plan. Does the we're talking with William McKissick from Schooley Mitchell, and we're talking about you know, saving money on things that you use as a business all the time, from shipping, credit card processing, to supplies, to fuel cards, and, you know, what have you. And so you guys, you move forward, you get the information, you do an audit, you present the savings, the client moves forward with you, and then you guys, does the client still continue to pay the bill, or do they pay you guys? And then I would imagine you say you continue to audit the cost savings. So you guys are looking for what, additional programs or additional savings, you know, once you guys do your work, there might be, someone's always working for you, looking at your bills, trying to do the best.
Yeah, we've got the same interest as the client. To make it really simple, if the client's paying a vendor $200 a month, and we negotiate that to $100 a month, the client gives us $50 a month over that 12-quarter period. So the client's guaranteed to be saving money, even though they're paying us $50 a month, and then they get to keep all of it. So what we're doing here is twofold. We're continuing to monitor to make sure that the vendors keep charging the client the right amount, the right service, the right equipment during the course of our contract. That's our job, to make sure the vendors, we hold their feet to the fire on behalf of the client in a professional way, because we've got relationships with the vendors as well. And during those post-auditing periods, we're continually looking for other savings. So quite often we'll produce another report within that, and sometimes we'll come back with a report and say, we've found you more savings. And it's the same process at the beginning. Here's the deal. Do you want to accept it or not? And the client will always have the say-so whether they want to go or not go at the beginning and within the period of our contract if we find more savings. But a large bulk of what we're doing is continuing to monitor to make sure the client's fully up to speed with the industry, as well as making sure the vendors don't start pulling the wool over your eyes, because we've all done it on a personal and business basis. You've negotiated what you think's a good deal over there, and before you know it, you pick up your balance statements a few months later, and where did my deal go? Suddenly there's charges that I wasn't expecting. So that's a lot of time, that's a lot of energy, that's a lot of money. That's what we are bringing to the table while we are continuing to do our work over the period of our contract with our clients.
Well, I mean, it seems like a logical solution, to solve some people's problems if they're looking to, you know, increase their margins through operating expenses, or, you know, I guess save money through operating expenses and negotiate and have a team continue to work. William, again, if you would share your contact information one more time here for your business, and how, let's go from there.
Yeah, it's William McKissick with Schooley Mitchell. My telephone number is 813-449-1215. My email address is my name, william.mckissick@schooleymitchell.com. william.mckissick@schooleymitchell.com.
And we'll put that all up on our website at www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. So if you're in your car, you know, you don't have to worry about pulling over and writing that down. You can just go to www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. William, I appreciate your time and coming on and talking to the Tampa area about cost savings and for their businesses and the things that you can do. And thank you for sharing that. And you have a great weekend. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeff.
This is Jeff Stanislow, and this is another episode of ThatIsGoodToKnow.com. If you're interested in becoming a part of the show and got some information that you think that Tampa and the rest of the world would like to know, just give me an email. Jeff@Stanislow.com is my personal email address. Say, I want to be on your show. That's Jeff@Stanislow.com. Thank you, Tampa. Have a great weekend.